Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace, love, and mercies. Thank you, Lord, for your presence in our lives. Thank you for your helps you have released into our lives. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for doors you have opened for us to move forward. Thank you, Lord, for great blessings you have released into our lives. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for battles that were too strong for us to overcome, that you stepped into and gave us victories. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your promises that are coming to pass in our lives. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for your provisions that we get on daily basis. Thank you, Father. Thank you for taking good care of us as a father takes care of his child, as a mother takes care of our child. Thank you, Lord, for taking good care of us always. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for your heavens that is opened over this ministry. Thank you, Lord, for your power that is producing great things in this ministry. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for your prophecies that are coming to pass in our lives. Thank you for a bright and glorious future you have for us. And thank you because we know you will hold our hand and take us into that future. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that as we would be spending some time in your presence to pray, to seek your face in this hour, O Lord, visit us, meet everyone here at the point of their needs in the name of Jesus. Let solutions to our problems begin to reign upon our lives. Let your glory fall. Let your power fall. Let your grace be sufficient unto us. Thank you, Father, because we know you will do even more than our expectations. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. And I believe that you will receive great things from God in this vigil. I mean, in this midnight prayer session, I strongly believe you will receive great things from God. Great things from God. We are going to take some worship songs before we go into prayers. Anytime I see another breaking of the day, I say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Anytime I see another breaking of the day, I say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Anytime I see another breaking of the day, I say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Anytime I see another breaking of the day, I say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh Lord, our God, how excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name, O Lord, O Lord, our God. How excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How powerful is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name. Oh Lord, oh Lord. Our God, how excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name. Thou art worthy. Thou art worthy, O Lord. You are so worthy to receive glory, honor, and power. For thou art created all things and for thy pleasure they are and were created. Thou art worthy, Jesus. Thou art worthy, O Lord. You're worthy to receive glory, honor, and power. For thou art created. For thou art created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Father. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah, you are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. How excellent is your name, O Lord. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name, O Lord, Savior. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name, O Lord. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name, O Lord. We cannot do without you. We cannot do without you. We cannot do without you. Oh Lord, we cannot do without you. We cannot do without you. We cannot do without you, O Lord. God, you are so good. God, you are kind. God, you are wonderful. My God, you are excellent. God, you are so good. God, you are so good. God, you are kind. God, you are kind. God, you are wonderful. My God, you are excellent. God, you are so good. God, you are so good. God, you are our God, you are excellent. We give you all the glory. We give you all honor. We give you all the glory. We give you all honor. We give you all the glory. We give you all the glory. We give you all honor. We give you all the glory. We give you all honor. Blessed be the name of the Lord, who is worthy to be praised and adored. So we lift up holy hands in one accord, singing, blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name, Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Who is worthy? Who is worthy to be praised and adored? So we lift up holy hands in one accord, singing, blessed be the name, hallelujah, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Because he lives, because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds my future. My life is worth living just because he lives. Because he lives. Because he lives. I can face tomorrow. Because he lives. All fear is gone. All fear is gone. Because I know, because I know, he holds my future. My life is worth a living just because he lives. Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. King of the universe, Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. Lion of Judah, Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. We will praise you forever. You are covenant keeping God. You never fail, you never change. Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. The King of glory, you are covenant keeping God. Yes, Lord. Mighty man of war, Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. You are who you are. You are who you are. Yesterday, today, and forevermore. What you say is what you do. You never fail. You never fail. You never change. You are faithful to the end. Faithful God, I worship you. I worship you. You are too faithful to fail me. Yahweh, you are too faithful to disappoint me. You've proven yourself. You've proven yourself in my life. And I have come to realize that you are too faithful to fail me. You are too faithful to fail. You are too faithful to fail us. Jesus, you are too faithful to disappoint us. You have proven yourself in our lives. And we have come to realize that you are too faithful to fail us. Hosanna in the highest. Let our King be lifted high. Hosanna. Hosanna. Hosanna, Hosanna, in the highest, let our King be lifted high. Hosanna, Hosanna, sing Hosanna, Hosanna, in the let our King be lifted up. Hosanna. You are Yahweh, Alpha, Omega. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. Alpha, Omega. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. Alpha, Omega, you are Yahweh, you are Yahweh. Alpha, Omega, you are Yahweh, you are Yahweh. 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 King of glory. You are Yahweh. Alpha, Omega, you are Yahweh. Alpha, Omega, King of Israel, you are Yahweh. You are Yahweh, Lord of hosts. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. Alpha, Omega, 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 you are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, you are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, you are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'll begin to worship Him, glorify Him, magnify Him, exalt Him, worship His majesty. He is the King of kings. He is the Lord of lords. The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battles. Begin to worship Him. He is before all things, and by Him all things consist. Worship the King of Israel, the Lord of hosts, the Alpha and Omega, the King of kings, the King of glory, the one who was and is to come, the God of the everlasting covenant, the Lord of lords, the Lord of hosts, the God of our salvation, mighty Redeemer, mighty Savior, mighty Deliverer, mighty Healer, worship Him, magnify Him, adore Him, praise Him, glorify Him. Worship His majesty, for He alone is the Lord. There is none like Him. There is none like Him. No one can do what He does. Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. With the whole of your heart, praise Him. With the whole of your mind, praise Him. With your voice, praise Him. Worship Him. Blessed be your holy name. We worship you, Father. Who is like unto thee, O Lord? There is none like you, Father. There is none like you, Lord. We worship your majesty. We praise you, Lord. No one can save as you save. No one can heal as you heal. No one can revive us as you revive us. No one can bless as you bless. No one can show mercy as you show mercy. We worship you, Father. We worship you, Father. We worship you, Father. Thank you for everything you have done. Thank you for everything you have done. Thank you for the life you have given to us. Thank you for everything you have given to us. Thank you, Father. Thank you for always being there for us. You have never forsaken us. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him worship and praises and thanks. Amen. Amen. I want you to take this prayer to the Lord, this thanksgiving prayer to the Lord. You're going to say, Father, thank you for making all things work together for my good. You're going to say, Father, thank you for making all things work together for my good. Thank you for making all things walk together for my good. Open your mouth and begin to thank God like that. Say, Father, thank you for making all things walk together for my good. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Including those things that appears to be negative. Thank you for making all things walk together for my good. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. For making all things walk together for my good. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. For making all things that are happening in my life to work together for my good. All things are working together for my good. Thank you, Lord, for ensuring that. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. You're going to thank God again. You're going to say, Father, thank you for fighting my battle. You're going to say, Father, thank you for fighting my battles so that I can have victories, so that I can enjoy victories. Thank you for fighting my battles. Thank you for fighting my battles. Especially the battles that were too strong for me to conquer. Thank you, Lord, for fighting for me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for fighting my battles. 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 Thank you for fighting those battles that were too strong for me to conquer. Thank you, Lord, for fighting my battles. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be your holy name. You fought my battles. And I keep enjoying the victories. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. We are still going to thank God again. You're going to say, Father, thank you for placing your favor on my life. You're going to say, Father, thank you for putting your favor on my life. Your favor that attracts favor. Your favor that commands favor. Thank you for putting your favor on my life. Begin to thank God like that. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for putting your favor on my life. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for putting your favor on my life. Your divine favor that draws favor. Your divine favor that attracts favor. Thank you for putting that favor on my life so that all men may favor me. So that all men may favor me. Thank you for putting your favor on my life. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. We're going to be praying some prayer points. Yeah, I know that there are prayers you have prayed on your own. Yeah, because a lot of prayer points have been given to you to pray during this fasting. Yeah, I know there are prayers you have already prayed on your own, but you cannot pray enough. Yeah, you can't pray enough. So we are still going to pray more even here tonight. We are still going to pray a lot of prayer points. And another thing is there is power in corporate prayers. When we come together as a family to pray, there is power in corporate prayers. Yeah, there's an anointing that manifests only when Christians come together like this to pray. That anointing cannot manifest when you pray on your own. Yeah, it's two different kind of anointing. There's an anointing that we always manifest when you pray on your own, and then there's another anointing that cannot manifest when you're praying on your own, but when you join with other believers to pray together. Yeah, so that is how God has designed it. So don't absent yourself from prayer sessions because you feel like you already have enough prayer points to pray. Yeah, don't absent yourself from corporate prayers. Yeah. So we're going to pray. You're going to talk to God. You're going to say, Father, let your mercy speak for me. You're going to say, Father, let your mercy speak for me. I want to see great changes in my life. Help me by your mercy. Help me by your mercy. Help me by your mercy. I'll begin to pray like that. Say, Father, let your mercy speak for me. Let your mercy speak for me. Let your mercy speak for me. I want to see great change. I want to see great changes in my life. Let your mercy speak for me. Let your mercy speak for me. Let your mercy speak for me. I want to see great changes in my life. Great positive changes. Great glorious changes. Let your mercy speak for me, O Lord. Help me by your mercy. Not that I desire those helps. I am not asking as someone who deserves to be helped. But I'm asking as someone who needs your mercy. I'm asking as someone who needs your mercy. Oh Lord, show me mercy. Show me mercy. Show me mercy. Help me by your mercy. Help me by your mercy. Help me by your mercy. Continue to talk to God like that. Say, oh Lord, I want to see great changes in my life. Great positive changes. Oh Lord, show me mercy. Show me mercy. Show my family mercy. Show my spouse mercy. Show my marriage mercy. Show me mercy, O Lord. My career, my business. O Lord, help me by your mercy. Help me by your mercy. Let your mercy speak for me. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You are still going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let your power unlock every satanic padlock that is stopping the manifestation of my blessings. Let your power unlock every satanic padlock that is stopping the manifestation of my blessings. Let your power unlock them now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Every witchcraft padlock, every demonic padlock that is stopping the manifestation of my blessings, the manifestation of my testimonies, the manifestation of my breakthroughs, oh Lord, let your power unlock them now. Let your power unlock them now. Let your power unlock them now. Let your power unlock every satanic padlock, demonic padlock, witchcraft padlock that is stopping the manifestation of my blessings, the manifestation of my breakthroughs, the manifestation of my progress, the manifestation of my testimony. Let your power unlock them now. Right now, let them be unlocked by the power of God in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let the face of my life change. Into the glory you want for my life. You're going to say, Father, let the face as an F-A-C-E, the face of my life, let it change into the glory you have ordained for my life. Let the appearance of my life transform into the glory you have for my life. The glory you want for my life. The glory you have ordained for my life. Let the face of my life change into that glory. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Let the face of my life. Let the face of my life. Let the face of my life change into the glory you have for my life. Let the appearance of my life transform into the glory you have ordained for my life. In the name of Jesus. O Lord of hosts, change the face of my life into the glory you have for my life. Change the appearance of my life into the glory you have ordained for my life. The face of my calling. The face of my career, the face of my marriage, the face of my home, the face of my ministry, the face of my life and destiny. Let it change, O God, into the glory you have ordained for my life. The glory you have ordained for them all. Let the face of my life change now. The face of everything in my life. Let them change into the glory you have ordained for me. Now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are still praying. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father. Connect me with the source of all the source of all the blessings you have promised to release into my life. Connect me with that source. You're going to say, Father, connect me with the source of all the blessings. By the source, I mean the place from where those blessings will come from. The place that will produce those blessings. In Psalm 23, the psalmist said, He leadeth me beside the still waters. And then he said that God led him to where he would find green pastures. So that is the source of the blessing. He said, He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. So there is something that God will use to release those blessings He has promised to give you. There's a place that will produce those blessings. There is something. So that is what I mean by the source. The source. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, connect me with the source of all the blessings you have promised to give me. All the blessings you have promised to release into my life. Oh Lord, connect me with the ground that will give birth to those blessings. Connect me with the source that will produce those blessings. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Connect me with the source of all the blessings you have promised to give me. Oh Lord, connect me with the source of all the blessings you have promised to release into my life. The ground that will produce those blessings. Oh Lord, plant me on that ground. Plant me on that ground. The place that will produce all those blessings. Oh Lord, lead me to that place. Take me to that place. In the name of Jesus. Take me to that place. Take me to that place. Connect me, O Lord, with the source of all the blessings you have promised me. All the blessings you have promised to release into my life. Connect me with the source now. In the name of Jesus. Establish me in that ground, on that ground that will produce the blessings you have promised me. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, connect me with the opportunities that will lead to my greatness. Say, Father, connect me with the opportunities that will lead to my greatness. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Connect me. Connect me, O Lord, with the opportunities that will lead to my greatness. In the name of Jesus. Connect me, O Lord, with the opportunities that will lead to my greatness. In the name of Jesus. Connect me, O Lord, with the opportunities that will lead to my greatness. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, every spirit of hunger that is making me destroy good things, God wants to release into my life. Yeah, you need to understand that the spirit of hunger destroys good things. There is nothing good in hunger. There is nothing good that hunger can produce. So you're going to pray, you're going to say, every spirit of hunger that is destroying the good things God is releasing into my life. The good things God wants to release into my life. The testimonies that should manifest in my life. Every spirit of hunger destroying my testimonies, destroying manifestation of good things in my life. I cast you out right now. Come out right now. In the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Yeah, when the devil knows that you're fasting, is going to produce results, He will begin to send people that will provoke you to anger. He will begin to send people to provoke you to anger so that you will not get the results that should come from your fasting. So begin to pray. Say, in the name of Jesus, I cast out every spirit of anger that is after destroying the manifestations of my testimonies. Every spirit of anger that is after destroying the manifestation of my miracles, I cast you out right now. You shall not rule over me. In the name of Jesus, you shall not rule over me. In the name of Jesus, every spirit of anger assigned to terminate the manifestation of good things in my life, to terminate the manifestation of my breakthroughs, to terminate the answers to my prayers, to terminate the results of my fasting, I cast you out in the name of Jesus. Nejiste getana bagajla. I cast you out. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the hand of God rewrite the story of my life and destiny for greatness. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the hand of God rewrite the story of my life and destiny for greatness. Let the story of my life become a story of greatness by the hand of God. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, in the name of Jesus, let the story of my life be rewritten by the hand of God for greatness. In the name of Jesus, let the hand of God rewrite the story of my life. Let the hand of God rewrite the story of my destiny. Let the hand of God rewrite the story of my calling. Let the hand of God rewrite the story of my life for greatness. In the name of Jesus, let the story of my life become a story of greatness, a story of great glory, a story of great success, a story of great excellence, a story of great achievements. In the name of let the story of my life change now. I believe you're praying like that. Let the hand of God rewrite the story of my life for greatness. in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are still praying in the book of Luke chapter 10, verse 19. Now some of you should know that verse offhand. Luke chapter 10, verse 19. I'm going to read it. Luke chapter 10. Verse 19, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. You're going to pray. You're going to say in the name of Jesus, I call forth the manifestation of this power in my life, as it is written in this verse in Luke 10:19. Luke chapter 10, verse 19. You're going to say, I call forth the manifestation of this power in my life. From today, I trample on serpents and scorpions. From today, I tread on serpents and scorpions. In the name of Jesus, from today, I dominate serpents and scorpions. I control serpents and scorpions. I crush serpents and scorpions. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Nejeste katana balagala. Ne nijisus halabashidada. Ne tashta daget deheshlebala. Begin to say, I call forth the manifestation of the power of Jesus in this verse in my life. Begin to say, I call forth the manifestation of the power of Jesus in this verse in my life. From today, I tread on serpents and scorpions. From today, I tread on all the power of the enemy. Begin to pray like that. Begin to say, from today I tread over all the power of the enemy. Begin to say, from today I tread upon all the power of the enemy. By the power of Jesus. By the power of Jesus. From today, I crush all the power of the enemy. From today, I trample upon all the power of the enemy. In the name of Jesus. I believe you're praying. Say, I call forth the manifestation of this scripture in my life. I call forth the demonstration of this verse in my life. I call forth the fulfillment of this verse in my life. Right now, in the name of Jesus, from today, I trample, I tread upon all the power of the enemy. I tread upon serpents and scorpions. Serpents and scorpions. Serpents and scorpions. In the name of Jesus, they shall not rule over me. I shall rule over them. They shall not be able to hurt me. I shall crush them in pieces. They shall not be able to stand before me. I shall put them to flight. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray? You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I bind every spirit of fear that is telling me to run away from the enemy. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I bind every spirit of fear telling me to run away from the enemy. I bind you all in the name of Jesus. I receive the spirit of boldness, as it is written that the righteous are as bold as lions. I receive the spirit of boldness to face the enemy and crush the enemy. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, I bind every spirit of fear telling me to run from the enemy. I receive the spirit of boldness to face the enemy and tear the enemy into pieces. I receive the spirit of boldness to face the enemy and bring them down. I receive the spirit of boldness to face the enemy and crush them all. In the name of Jesus. I believe you're praying. Bind that spirit of fear. Bind the spirit of fear. The enemy is nothing. They are nothing. They are weak. When you are strong, they are weak. Thank you, Father. Begin to say, I receive the spirit of boldness to face the enemy and tear them into pieces. Say, I receive the spirit of boldness to face the enemy and crush them into pieces. I bind every spirit of fear telling me to run away from the enemy. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the hunger of God. Destroy every demonic activity. You're going to say, let the hunger of God destroy every demonic activity going on day and night. Two. How do I put it? To give me a wrong future. Yeah, to give me a negative future. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the hunger of God destroy every demonic activity going on day and night to give me a wrong future, a negative future. Open your mouth and pray like that. In the name of Jesus. Raise up your right hand as you pray that prayer. In the name of Jesus. Let the hunger of God destroy every activity of darkness going on day and night, going on in every hour, to ensure that I have a wrong future, to ensure that I have a failed future. Let the hunger of God consume them all right now in the name of Jesus. Hasha Shanagala Tesoste in Nekijidiba. Let the hunger of God destroy them all. Every demonic activity going on to terminate my good future, to terminate my glorious future, let the hunger of God consume them right now in the name of Jesus. Let the hunger of God consume them right now. Right now. Right now. Right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You are still going to raise up your right hand. You're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the hunger of God destroy every demonic activity going on to make life difficult for me. Every demonic activity going on day and night to make life difficult for me, to make progress difficult, to make prosperity difficult, to make success difficult. Let the hunger of God destroy them all. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Let the hunger of God destroy them. Let the hunger of God destroy them. Let the hunger of God destroy them. Every demonic activity going on day and night to make life difficult for them, to make survival difficult for me, to make progress, success difficult for me. Let the hunger of God consume them now. Mahashushiane heteslia. Gekeshitene hatabashtagana. Right now, in the name of Jesus, let the hunger of God destroy them all. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Oh, we are still praying. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, frustrate the agenda of the wicked. That is going on against my life. Going on right now against my life. The agenda of the wicked. Oh Lord, frustrate that agenda and terminate that agenda right now in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Frustrate the agenda of the wicked. Frustrate the agenda of the wicked. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, Father, frustrate and terminate the agenda of the wicked going on against my life, going on presently against my life, against my calling, against my destiny, against my ministry. Oh Lord of hosts, frustrate and terminate the agenda of the wicked. Frustrate and terminate the agenda of the wicked going on right now against my life and calling and destiny. Frustrate and terminate the agenda right now in the name of Jesus. Terminate that agenda. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You are still going to pray? You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive strength to press on even when others are quitting. You're going to say, I receive strength to press on, to press forward, to achieve success, to achieve victories, even when others are quitting. I receive strength to press forward, even if it is only me remaining, even if it is only me doing what I am doing. Say, I receive strength to press forward. I receive strength to not quit. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, I receive strength. Say, I receive strength to press forward toward achieving greatness, even while others are quitting. I receive strength to press forward toward becoming who God says I am. I receive strength to press forward toward achieving greatness, even if I am the only one doing this at this time. I receive strength to press forward in the name of Jesus. I receive strength to press forward and not quit in the name of Jesus. Even when my body tells me it's enough, I receive strength to not quit. Even when Satan stir up opposition and rejection against me, I receive strength now to press forward, to press forward, to press forward toward becoming who God says I am. I receive strength to press forward toward reaching the height God has prepared for me. I receive strength to press forward. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. I receive strength to not get tired. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, teach me new ways to fight battles and get victories. New ways I have never tried before. New ways I never know. Say, Father, teach me new ways to fight battles and get victories. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, teach me new ways to fight battles and get victories. New ways I have not learned before. New ways I have not used before. Oh Lord, teach me new ways. Teach me new ways to fight battles and get great victories. In the name of Jesus. Teach me new ways. Teach me new ways. Teach me new ways. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Teach me, O God, new ways to fight the enemy and get great victories. New ways I do not know. Teach me, Father, by your Spirit. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. you need to understand that there are some battles Christians brought on themselves. It is not devil who attacked them first. They brought the attacks on themselves. Yeah. They brought the attacks on themselves. I want to believe that you are not doing that right now. That you are not the one inviting the devil. Whereas devil is just on his own. But you are the one calling him to come. Yeah, I want to believe you are not doing that. So you're going to pray. Yeah, you're going to say, I refuse to be the one creating battles for myself. I refuse to be the one creating troubles for myself. Yeah, because even with the things you think in your mind, you can invite devil to come and oppress you with the kind of thoughts you think in your mind. And of course, with the kind of words and actions you do, the words you say, the actions you do, you can invite devil into your life. So you're going to say, I refuse to be the one creating battles for my life and destiny. I refuse to be the one creating troubles, creating limitations for my life and destiny. Oh Lord, help me to not be the one drawing darkness into my life. Say, oh Lord, help me to not be the one drawing demons into my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, I refuse to be the one causing troubles for myself. I refuse to be the one creating battles for my life and destiny. I refuse to be the one drawing darkness, pulling darkness into my life. Oh Lord, help me. Help me not to do these things. In the name of Jesus. Help me, oh Lord. I believe you're praying. See, I refuse to be the one bringing pollution into my life. Bringing corruption into my life. Bringing spiritual death, lukewarmness, coldness into my life. I refuse to be the one bringing demons into my life. Oh Lord, help me to not do these things. In the name of Jesus. Help me, Father. Help me, Father. In Jesus' name. We have prayed. 아멘. 아멘. We are still praying. 여 going to place your right hand on your head. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I bind every demonic dream the devil is sending to my sleep to put me in captivity. You're going to say, I bind every demonic dream. So bind means that you stop it from getting to you. You're going to say, I bind every demonic dream a devil is sending into my sleep to put me into captivity. I bind that those dreams or visions, whatever they are, I bind them now. I bind them now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Every demonic dream, devil is sending into my sleep to put me into captivity. I bind them now in the name of Jesus. I bind them now. Every demonic sexual dreams devil is sending into my sleep to put me into captivity. I bind them now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have 7 more prayer points, and then I will round off the session. 7 more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, let the hand of God open the doors that are yet to open for me. Let the hand of God open every door that is yet to open for me to possess my possessions, for me to rise into greatness. Let the hand of God open them now. Let the hand of God open them now. Begin to pray like that. Let the hand of God open every door that is yet to open. Every door that is yet to open for me to rise into greatness, to possess my possessions. Let the hand of God begin to open them now. Mighty hand of God, open them now. Open them now. Open them now. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, every door that is yet to open for me to rise into greatness, for me to enter into glory. Mighty hand of God, open them now in the name of Jesus. Open them now. Mighty hand of God. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I bind every memory that the devil is bringing back to my mind to put me into captivity. You're going to say, I bind every memory devil is bringing to my mind, to my thoughts, to put me into captivity. I bind them now. Open your mouth and pray like that. Mahasho jidegetala. It could be a memory of something that have happened in the past. It could be a polluted memory. A negative memory, a sinful memory. Whatever it is, say, I bind every memory Satan is bringing into my thoughts, into my mind, to put me in captivity. I bind you in the name of Jesus. I bind you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Every negative memory, unclean memory, Satan is putting into my mind to pollute me, to weaken me, I bind them all right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have 5 more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, from today, the thoughts of my mind shall satisfy the will of God. From today, the state of my mind shall align with the will of God, shall agree with the will of God, in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Say, from today, the thoughts of my mind shall satisfy the will of God, shall satisfy the righteousness of God. in the name of Jesus. From today, the state of my mind shall agree with the mind of God, shall agree with the word of God. In the name of Jesus. From today, the thoughts of my mind shall align with the mind of God. In the name of Jesus. From today, the desires in my mind shall agree with the desires in the mind of God. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have four more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus. I receive grace to reap great success through my efforts. Yeah, you're going to say, I receive grace to reap great efforts, to reap great success through my efforts. That is, you're also saying, I receive grace to not labor in vain. Yeah, that's the same thing. Say, I receive grace to see great results, great success through my efforts. Through my hard work, through my diligence, I receive grace to reap great success. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, I receive grace to reap great success through my efforts in the name of Jesus. I refuse to labor in vain. I refuse to labor in vain. Our prayer is a labor. Fasting is a labor. Is hard work. Faith is hard work. Having faith and sustaining that faith is a walk. Demonstrating your faith is a walk. Yeah, waiting on God, waiting upon God is a walk. Yeah, trusting God is a walk. Begin to say, I receive grace to see great results, to reap great success with my efforts in the name of Jesus. I refuse to labor in vain. I refuse to labor in vain. Because my God is faithful. My Lord is faithful. My Redeemer is faithful. My Savior is faithful. I receive grace to reap great rewards, to reap great success from my efforts. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Three more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive keys to unlock the realms where God is waiting for me. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive keys to unlock realms where blessings are waiting for me, where the power of God is, realms where divine visitations are, realms where God is waiting to show me things. I receive the keys to enter into those realms. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, I receive keys, divine keys, to enter into realms where God is already waiting for me. I receive keys to enter into realms where my blessings are already waiting for me. I receive the keys now in the name of Jesus. I receive the keys now in the name of Jesus. I receive the keys now in the name of Jesus. I receive the keys to enter into realms where my blessings are already waiting. Thank you, Lord. Realms where God is already waiting to show me things. Realms where the power and authority of the Lord is waiting for me. I receive the keys to enter into those realms right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have two more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let your mighty angels combine with each day of my life. Let your mighty angels combine with my daily activities to release the answers to my prayers. Let your mighty angels combine with each day of my life. Let your mighty angels combine with my daily activities to release the answers to my prayers. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, release your mighty angels. Release your mighty angels. Lord Jesus, release your mighty angels to merge with each hour of my life, with each day of my life, with every activity I do on a daily basis, and release the answers to my prayers in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Release your mighty angels. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. The last prayer point. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, do not let me make mistakes that would waste all the efforts I have put into prayers. Yeah, you know, you can just destroy all the efforts you have put into prayers and fasting with just one mistake. With just one mistake. All the efforts you have put into prayers and fasting, hoping that you will see great changes and interventions. You can just spoil all of them with just one mistake. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, do not let me make mistake that will spoil all the efforts I have put into prayer and fasting. Oh Lord, do not let me make such mistakes. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, do not let me make mistakes that will spoil the rewards of my sacrifices. Do not let me make mistakes that will spoil the rewards of my efforts. Do not let me make such mistakes. In the name of Jesus, help me, O God. Help me, O God. Thank you, Father. Do not let me fall. Do not let me fall into sin. Do not let me make mistakes that will stop the results of my prayers. In the name of Jesus, Help me, Father. Help me, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I'm going to be praying for you now. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Oh Lord, we thank you for this hour of prayer. Thank you for everything you have done in our lives. Thank you for how you gave us the right kind of prayers to pray. Thank you, Lord, for your presence and power in this place, producing great results and great changes. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for putting the enemy to shame concerning us. Thank you for giving us triumph and dominion over the powers of darkness. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for a new beginning, a new dawn, a new glory that is about to appear in our lives. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for you have rewarded our faith and trust in you. You have not allowed us to labor in vain. Be exalted forever in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that you show mercy on everyone who have connected to this prayer session. O Lord, show everyone mercy. Help everyone to grow in grace. Help everyone here, O Lord, to grow in faith. Help everyone to grow in strength. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you that every trap the enemy has set for you at this time shall fail in the name of Jesus. Every form of deception the enemy has programmed for you to lure you out of the light into darkness, to lure you out of righteousness into unrighteousness, I decree that such deception shall fail. Such trap of deception shall fail in the name of Jesus. I pray for you that as you open your mouth to pray during this fasting season, you shall see signs and wonders follow you. Miracles shall appear from the sound of your voice in the place of prayer in the name of Jesus. I pray for you that the Lord shall raise you up as a problem solver in your generation, in the name of Jesus. The same problems you have overcome, you shall begin to solve those problems in the lives of others, in the name of Jesus. The same captivities you have conquered, you shall now go and begin to pull people out of the same captivities. You shall now go forth and begin to release people from the same captivity in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because we know you have answered. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen. Amen.